Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio. From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. In remarks to the Corps of Diplomats accredited to the Holy See, Pope Benedict XVI on Monday said peace and freedom must be solidly anchored in the natural law, given by God the Creator to be shared among all peoples. This conviction, he said, gives direction to all the Holy See's efforts to promote intercultural and interreligious dialogue. The ambassador to the Holy See from Switzerland, Jean-François Kammer, discussed the Holy Father's remarks with Gudrun Seiler of Vatican Radio's German section.
It was an extremely encouraging speech, not condemning anyone, but just appealing to the responsibility of the governments to do their utmost in order to contribute to a better world. And especially there, I think he mentioned in each part of his speech the necessity to respect fully the other, and that means also to respect the minorities in each region of the world, in each country, in each conflict situation, the necessity to respect the minorities.
Interreligious dialogue must be clear, avoiding relativism and syncretism, said the Pope. How do you see the dialogue which is about to start after the letters exchanged between the Pope and the Muslim scholars?
I think this is a very encouraging sign in all of our countries, I think in all Western European countries, where the freedom of expression, the freedom of religion is a fundamental aspect of our constitutional order. It is very important that we can also have a fruitful dialogue with all different religions and especially also with the Muslim communities.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.